Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So last night, I'm like trying to go to bed and my brain's just going, right? And then I realized instead of the times I say, sorry, like, excuse me, like, sorry, I'm in your way, because I say sorry for everything. Mm-hmm. I think I really mean to say, okay. Sorry. But, oh my God.
Oh my. Did it just there. That was crazy.
You mean to say,
okay.
You mean to say, okay.
Oh, like, oh.
Hit a pedestrian.
Me.
Okay.
Like, I meant, oh, not okay.
Okay. Okay. Rolls the window down. Okay.
The let them carry. I'm sorry, it's early.
What you meant?
No, I meant, oh, like, oh, excuse me. Instead of sorry, excuse me. Or like, sorry, I'm in your way. Like, oh, I'm in your way. Not, yeah. Oh,
I don't think that's the right word either.
No, I think excuse me is good. You're right.
If I'm trying to open the door, like, oh, excuse me.
Like a pardon me.
I think that's still an appropriate word to say. Oh? For that's, no, sorry. If you're like someone's in your way and you're opening the door,
yeah,
like, sorry.
Also, like, I shouldn't be sorry for just trying to like go through a door.
I
get what you're saying. It's sorry to bother you.
Or yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Sorry to bother you coming through.
Okay. She gets stabbed. Okay, perfect.
Okay. I really didn't mean that.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No, that's fine. It's fine.
Accidents happen.
Oh, ow. Yeah. That's fine.
Sorry, I'm bleeding out. Sorry about the mess I'm making.
And then after you guys leave, now I'm going to overthink this entire intro.
Oh, no.
No, you're good.
It was really funny.
That was great.
We
needed a good laugh to kick it off.
I just redid my room. She's like an interior decorator. She was great.
Shout out, Bree.
She says sorry like every 10 seconds. Like, she'll be walking by. Sorry.
She's so nice.
I know, but it hit a nerve.
Uh-huh.
It was like the 200th time, right? And I was just like, Brie, if you say sorry one more time,
oh, sorry.
I am going to off myself. Please don't ever be sorry. You're doing this. You're doing me a
favor.
She's
doing you a favor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was
like, don't
this
ever,
energy
ever.
Literally 2 seconds ago?
No, hers is not. No, hers is like chronic.
I say just start really throwing the sorries out.
No, I do all the time.
Sorry for not saying it so much. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry for not saying it more.
Like, she could be hungry and be like, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Like, do you have a snack?
You're just polite.
No, I don't
and
like
kind.
It. So now I'm going to say, okay.
Okay, I'm hungry.
Okay, I'm hungry.
Like a kid.
And said, oh, I'm hungry.
You want me to just hop in the intro?
Yeah,
I think it's very.
Hit it.
Oh, that was so not the energy we needed.
Oh.
Higher?
I feel like. Oh.
I
meant like normally we're like the intro,
and it
just was like hit it, and I was like, whoa.
Okay. All right, should we roll the intro? Just jump
let's
into it?
Roll the intro.
Yeah, I think it's time. It's time.
Rid of them, baby. Hit it.
Alicia, what was amazing was what you gave after you said, let's redo it.
Yeah!
It's too early.
I know, guys.
It is 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's 6:07 a.m. right now.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
Sorry.
My one moment.
Sorry, this is Basically Unfiltered. Sorry for listening.
Sorry that you subscribed.
We're sorry that you're back here again for another episode.
We're sorry you have to endure another hour. Actually, Oh, it wasn't last week. 2 weeks ago, people were pissed we had a 50-minute episode. Just saying.
Well, if they don't know this, but we actually recorded for 2 hours that episode.
There was a lot of silence of us trying to figure out the answer.
We didn't take into account the fact that us playing the game was a lot of us silently thinking and kind of talking to each other. It felt like a long time. We're like, oh, that was definitely a long episode. And then when you cut out the tiny little like going back and forth, it kind of, it trimmed.
Yeah. And also when there's times where we just riff, we'll talk about something specific and we'll go on for like 5-10 minutes. And we're like, oh, fuck, let's just cut that. And then we don't really put that time into account when we think of the episode as a whole.
But we will be very mindful. We will be demure.
We will be demure. We will be courteous of other people's. We will be mindful and we will be cutesy.
Cutesy.
We'll be cutesy.
Cutesy.
Cutesy. Are we feeling cutesy today?
I feel great today.
That's nice.
I feel great after I showered from our extravagant weekend.
Oh, you know what? I should have showered this morning.
Oh, you haven't showered since.
No.
You're
right. I fucked that up. I said I wish I showered this morning. I'd feel a lot better, but I didn't.
The way that we'll get into it. The shower, best thing of my life.
Mm-hmm. Life changing
of my life.
Like
life
we were gone for a week.
It was.
You don't even understand how much I needed that shower.
And you know what? It felt like a week.
I felt like my skin was shriveling up from like all the just dehydration.
These girls.
It's crazy.
It's like they went through war.
On the way back, face mask in the car. Face mask on the
car. You had one in the car?
We did sheet masks on the way home and our skin just sopped it all up.
We were supposed to do face masks.
I know. I brought them for you. I brought the like rubber one too where I was going to put it all over your face and pull it off. But we'll just got a little busy.
We'll do those galaxy lights and we'll make it like spa.
Yeah,
like
we could have done like Yeehaw Spa Day.
Yeehaw.
Spa Day. Yeah, like where it's like in the woods.
Oh, yeehaw. Camping.
Yeehaw. Like it's a, camping.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Next time.
Well, okay, also, no problem.
I'm there's sure going to we'll be a next
again.
Time.
I'm sure we'll camp again. And I'm sure people are going to want us to really camp.
No.
What did we figure out?
What did we figure out? Camping is very
subjective
to what you believe camping is. Y'all never said we couldn't glamp.
That's true.
Let's get into what we're talking about because some people may be confused.
I'll start it since it's my activity.
Yes.
So we have a Patreon that we're releasing. And for the Patreon, we're doing a vlog every single month that is basically taking one of our favorite activities of the four of us and we put that in a hat and we draw it from the hat. And whatever we pick is the activity we have to do for that next video. Mine was picked.
Oh, look at that. That's
so crazy.
And we ended up going camping. So I took them on a quick little camping excursion, like 45 minutes away. And
it felt much further than that.
When you're out there, you feel like this is pretty
middle
crazy.
Middle of the woods. Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, so we went to this place called Castaic Lake. They have like a little campground right there on like the lagoon. And
wait, I thought that was the lake.
No, that was,
I was like, wow,
that was like a puddle
beautiful.
Outside the lake.
Yeah, and then you were like, no, this is the lagoon. I was like, oh.
Lagoons are fun. They're nice.
But yeah, so it was really cool. There was a lot of activities that we did, which I'm sure we're going to jump into and explain everything. But we just wanted to break down the trip in this podcast so you could see like our thoughts coming out of it. But the video is so funny. It's amazing. Make sure to check out Patreon to see the actual video.
I was just going to say that's an understatement.
Yeah.
When I tell you guys, like, the craziest shit happened. I'm so glad we're talking about it. Because at first we were like, do we save this for just the Patreon? I was like, no. Because here's the thing. Like, you know what? If you would rather have a coffee than sign up for the Patreon, I understand it. I fucking love my coffee. So we're going to tell you the story. But if you want to see the full vlog, obviously go to the Patreon.
Also just saying these vlogs are not like normal vlogs. I feel like they're going to be like highly produced, Oscar worthy. All the montages. They're going to be really good.
Remember what we said, ladies. Oh. Low expectations, high results.
Under promise, over deliver.
Exactly.
They're going to be shit. So check them out.
It's like the worst videos you'll ever see.
They really are going to be good though.
Because Rem and I usually vlog like pretty much everything in our lives. It was really fun to like leave those vlog cameras back home and just focus on the Patreon vlog. Like, yeah. We had so many different cameras and it was like so fun. So I'm really excited for you guys and to see
we
it.
We were all assigned like cameras to like vlog with. So you're really getting multiple perspectives of this trip and we're putting it all in one video.
You
so
did a really good job vlogging. Yeah. I'm just realizing right now. You did a good job.
I think it depends on the camera that I'm using. And also that's very important is the camera.
If you love the Canon V10.
Yeah, I think it's more like more discreet it is, the more comfortable I feel filming. Also, it feels good knowing that we're all doing it together.
So for all of our Zane stans, he is vlogging again. And yeah, on Patreon, and it felt really good. I'm not going to lie, for like me and you to like have that energy again. That was crazy.
We haven't filmed like that. Like, in a long time.
I know.
Like vlogging in the car like that. We haven't filmed like that since.
Since coffee talk.
Yeah.
So crazy. It feels really good and rewarding for us to be in that, you know, element again. So it was really cool. And then especially like having all of us there to like vlog and then also have like a cameraman dedicated to shooting us like on top of it.
Yeah.
Like,
just, like, that's really nice really too. Cool. Not worrying about
us getting the shot.
Exactly.
Oh my God. It was so funny, you guys.
We should start at the beginning of us drawing camping out of the hat. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I love camping. I really do. But the fact that was the first one, I was like, oh shit, we're going in hard. Like, we're starting so strong.
I'm not gonna lie. I was very upset because I know right now it's like 93 degrees outside. No. So I was hoping that would be drawn maybe the third trip or the fourth
trip.
In the winter. Yeah, that'd be nice. In my head, I was like, there's no way camping's gonna be the first one. And of course it was. And it's so hot outside. And
driving to the lake, our car said 104 degrees. Mm-hmm.
So hot.
Whose dumbass idea was this? Sorry.
Heath.
Sorry.
Oh,
okay.
I had fun.
No, I had a blast.
It was nice.
You'll see. I had a blast, but get slightly hangry a little bit.
I'm used to it. We've camped before, baby. Had our moments.
I know. You're kind of like a veteran at it.
I am. I do with my family a lot, too. Do you remember where we'd go every year?
I thought you guys would always go to like Jacksonville or somewhere.
No. It was definitely shorter distance than Orlando, I think. But we would.
I'm not sure.
But we would camp every year, and it was pretty much just like what we did.
It's just the heat. I had so much really fun though. So let's start from the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We figure out we go camping. We left a few days later. I didn't know what to pack. I knew I underpacked.
Decided to pack everything.
No, I literally, oh.
I didn't know what to bring, so I just
brought it all.
I will say, Rim and I talked beforehand and we were like, look, these guys already think we're like bougie and we can't survive in the fucking wilderness.
It's not a think, we know.
No. So we said, you know what? We're going to play into this and let's just go above and beyond. Obviously, just for the bit.
Just for the bits. Like, we know you guys love a bit.
For the bits.
Please know we cut back on a lot that we wanted. We were originally going to hire someone pay someone at a local campsite to bring us a bag and pretend like we ordered Postmates.
Yes.
We're going to hire Glam to come do our Glam in the morning.
We were going to be so funny,
but we cut back.
We kept thinking, like, this would be so funny. But then I'm like, again, like, we know each other, but they clearly, like, they don't know us that well. They would
believe
be like,
it was real.
No, we would 100% caught on that it was like
the Postmates. I even made a comment earlier. I was like, oh, there's no, we can't Postmates because I was like, okay, that'll plant the seed.
Set it up.
Plant the seed. But then we were just too lazy to actually fulfill
it. We didn't want
to
bother anybody.
Some of our neighbors seemed a little like they didn't really fuck with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they when people go camping, especially like they like to enjoy nature, they like the silence.
Yeah.
They don't want people like screaming and
they were trying to get a quiet, relaxing night out and us.
This happened to me. We went camping with my sister and my family. Why'd I say it that way?
Say sorry.
Sorry. So we went camping in Joshua Tree and long story short, all night we were expecting like a relaxing night. There must have been a birthday party. Like it was far because like it couldn't have been close, but since no one's around, playing Baby Shark on fucking repeat. And the way that I was just like twitching by the end. I was like, oh my, but they're out there to have fun and have a birthday party, but I do not want to hear Baby Shark.
That's a crazy thing to hear in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
Middle of Joshua Tree.
Desert.
Yeah, desert.
You know what? Maybe
woods.
They weren't kids. Maybe they were like Shrooming and they were like on a trip.
They just thought it would be hilarious.
And you know what?
That everybody would hear that.
I will say we didn't do anything that bad.
Yeah.
I feel like we were we were just having a good time.
Oh, yeah, with the neighbors?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we got there, we were, because it was so hot, we were the only ones there. There was maybe like 200 spots at this lake, and there's probably like 3 spots filled.
Yeah. I wish we had more time out there because there's so much that I feel like we didn't get to do that I would have loved to do.
Yeah.
We pull up, we get everything set up, and the tents are popped. Also, we're getting like everything out of the cars. We're getting our station set up, like our little like cookware systems and everything. And then all of a sudden, they just start pulling out this giant bed that's like a blow up inflatable thing with its own built in like a headboard. And I'm like, I didn't even
know you could have a headboard on an air mattress.
It was crazy.
I sent Cal to Big Five to grab us some air mattresses because we needed them. Also, I grew up camping. And again, camping is subjective. Mm-hmm. I grew up camping and all the families had RVs. My parents had a tent and we slept on air mattresses. And we had like the showers where you put the quarters in. Like that's my version of camping. I understand now your version is very different.
We were supposed to do Heath's version of camping.
Really? Specified on the in the hat drawing.
I did a cruise,
like Taylor's version, Heath's version.
Which I will say, I am open to doing it again and doing it your version.
Okay.
We were just being silly, and it's fun for the video. But I sent Cal to Big Five, and they were having a going out of business sale, and so everything was on sale. And so he panned over and showed me all of the air mattresses that were like 50% off, and I was like, does that one have a headboard? And he's like, yeah, I think it does. I said, grab that one. It's gonna be so good for the video.
Oh, what's that? Oh, is that a headboard?
You should have got like pink fluffy blankets fluffy pillows.
I know.
I don't want to give like too much away because I want you guys to like see it in the video, but you guys went absolutely all out with the glamping. It was really, really funny. And just like their setup is absolutely absurd, and you have to see
Heath has this giant tent that has is that the one with bedrooms in it?
It's called a 10-person tent, but it's tight for 10 people.
Yeah.
It was tight for 3 people.
But there is like a divider to like separate it if you wanted to like have like your
own
closed off space, whatever, but you guys left it open. But it does have like lights built into the top of the tent that you could like turn on, and like it's kind of like moody or whatever.
When we went camping, my stepdad's tent was a little bigger than that. Like it was like another bedroom, but it was set up where it was like 2 bedrooms on the side, and then the living room was in the middle. Center. And it looked like a mini house. But I for some reason thought you had that. I was expecting to see that tent.
There's some
when you
crazy
set it
tents
up
out there, like full blown homes.
Yeah, like I remember we're looking at one where it was like AC units and all that shit.
Whoa.
No, like it was crazy. Like, remember I sent it to you?
Yeah.
I was like, should I get this for my stepdad for his birthday? It was like an insane, like, what was it? Like $4,000 tent.
Oh my God.
Insane.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to the sponsor of this podcast, Factor.
I'm sitting here as a subscriber of Factor. You guys, Factor has changed my life. The meals are so delicious and they make life so much easier. If you're busy with work or if you're running around, maybe you have kids, it's summer, they want to go to the playground, but you also want to have a delicious, easy meal. Factor comes in clutch all the time. I love it. There's literally never been a meal that I didn't absolutely love and just gobble right up. They're so good.
Exactly. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to a menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Ooh.
Also, Factor's fresh. It's never frozen. All the meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are or how well of a cook you are, some of us are chefs, some of us aren't.
So make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore.
Treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. My personal favorite is the honey mustard salmon. I get super excited when that's on there. Cal and I will literally sit down and like pick out what meals we're going to get for the week. We get really excited. We also add on the juices. There's always things you can add on and they are all delicious.
And I love going to your house and finding some in the fridge.
That's where they're going.
And you know what's even better than all those delicious meals that you just mentioned? That is, it only takes 2 minutes to cook, baby. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. That's it.
So head on over to factormeals.com/basically50 and use code basically50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code basically50 at factormeals.com/basically50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Thank you so much, Factor, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you, and thanks for making our tummies feel good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we get everything set up, and then we went down to the water to go fish for a little bit, and...
Well, actually, you guys did the water first, the
Oh, yes,
the
we did. I got Alicia to hunter-gatherer her own water, and...
We finally set up. You know, we're telling the guys, we're like, don't look at our tent. Finally, we show them. They're like, wowed. And then he's like, well, I'm so thirsty. We're like, oh, lucky for you, Remy got 5 huge gallons of water. He's like, oh, no, that's not how we're doing it. I was like, what? He brings me down to the lagoon. he takes off his shoes.
With filled with amoebas.
With brain-eating amoeba.
Yeah.
He takes off his shoes and gets in there and is just like, here, you have to, like, harvest your water. Here's a bag. And I'm like, what? So then I've seen these things on, like, TikTok where, you know, it's like, out of the straw that helps you, it filters and blah, blah, blah. But here's my thing. Who is the first person to test it?
Uh-huh. Like to squeeze a water through this little filter this big.
Yeah, imagine and a startup.
Yeah, that it makes no sense. And the fact that it's, and it worked because I saw the water after.
It's clear.
It's clear. It's as clear as the.
Like a bottle of drinking water.
Yeah, and, it's insane.
When in Rome, I did try it because I was like, okay, got to do it. It didn't taste bad. You spit it out. It didn't taste bad, but it didn't taste good, but it tasted fresh, I guess.
It tasted like amoebas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes like lake water, but like not.
Like a little eggy. A little sulfury. Yeah.
No.
Oh, wow. That you think about it, it is fish water.
No, like literally. Yeah.
It's fishy.
Ooh. That's
But yeah, I'm sure there are levels and levels of testing that are done to get it approved to have it out on the market for consumer use.
But also, if you guys don't know, Heath will literally go backpacking for 2 weeks and like go on mountains where he's almost dying. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. You can't bring 5 gallons of water with you.
You have to get it as you go.
That's crazy.
But I will say, going like in a mountain and there's like a stream like and running. You're like super high up and the water is ice cold and you get that
must be delicious.
Oh yeah.
Cause it's like snow water, like that's melted.
Like natural spring water.
And it is so fresh and ice cold and refreshing. It's like, there's nothing like it.
Oh my God.
Also when it's cold, you don't really taste.
Yeah.
How bad it is. When it's warm, you really taste everything, like that lagoon water.
Yeah,
you could taste how bad it is because it's warm.
I needed some ice cubes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's crazy how much it like hides the actual flavor of whatever it is.
But I'm proud you guys all tried the water.
We all did.
I don't think you did.
I didn't.
So we got our own water. And
I have a question.
Yeah.
This might be a stupid question, but if someone is allergic to fish, right? Could they have a reaction by drinking the water that fish are swimming in?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because people that have like a shellfish allergy.
That was a great question, Zane.
I think the allergy comes from the fish itself, like probably the protein and enzymes that are like in the fish.
Okay.
Right?
And like ocean makes sense because it's so salty. It would it feels cleaner.
Yeah.
But like lake.
Yeah, because like someone who has a shellfish allergy could probably go swimming in the ocean and swallow some water and be fine. Right?
Because people with a shellfish allergy can eat regular fish.
But also, well, maybe it's just restaurants don't want to be a liability, but like if it like touches one thing and then you can't do that, and that's not like
cross-contamination.
Yeah.
And does the bacteria in the water just kill like literally everything?
I feel like it grows.
Just kidding.
I don't know.
So if someone has a nut allergy and I threw nuts in the water, right?
I feel like it's the equivalent of like people with a peanut allergy, like the air that's touching the peanuts, if it like wafts.
Yeah.
Right?
But there is people that have.
You can't open up like peanuts on a plane if someone has an allergy around you.
Yeah. I didn't know. I've never experienced this, but like if you're on a plane and someone has an airborne peanut allergy. Where
you can have airborne where like air from a peanut.
So the pilot. Wow.
It's very severe, I think.
The pilot will make an announcement saying, if anybody has peanuts on this plane, close it up. Do not open it for the whole flight because there is somebody on the plane that has it.
And you know what my ass would do? I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Have you had it?
I'm so sorry. It's me.
No, and she would also add to it. If you're in the back of the plane, it's actually like it's only like
if
like
you're
20 feet.
36 to 42.
You're
don't
good.
Worry about it. I promise. That's so.
That
funny.
Must suck if I you know. Have like a peanut allergy where you can't even breathe the same air.
I had a friend growing up who was allergic to every nut, soy, milk, like literally everything.
That's crazy. That's really hard.
That's got to be really hard, especially the risk of potentially consuming it from somebody else's, you know, accidental like mistake, like in cooking or like something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we had a party here maybe like a year or two ago, and one of Ashley's friends came over. We had like a charcuterie board. I had no idea this dude had a fucking allergy. So I opened a bag of cashews or something like that. And then he was like, are those cashews? And he was like, oh, I'm going to like die if I like breathe them. And I was like, ha ha ha. He's like, no, I'm serious. I was like, why the fuck did no one tell me? Like, why did no one tell me?
To be fair, I think whoever has a nut allergy like that, I think it's their responsibility.
They have to
announce it. It's because it's such a crazy,
but also imagine you have it in every room you walk into. I have a peanut allergy. Put your peanut. You'd be like,
no, I know, but it's like.
But you kind of have to.
You have to.
Like, if that was me, like, yeah, you have to. But yeah. I would be so uncomfortable having to do that everywhere. Yeah.
Or if somebody that, like, if I have, like, a friend or someone that's about to come over, I would make that announcement for them. And then I'll text them on the side saying, hey, don't worry about having to make that announcement. I already did it.
I got you.
I wonder how rare it is for it to be, like, airborne like that. Because I know people who are allergic to peanuts, but they just don't eat it. Well, obviously, peanuts are fucking in everything.
And imagine having to test for that too. Like, how do you like figure out that it's? Imagine just having a reaction all the time. You just don't know.
Well, a lot of people take their babies. Like, they'll go to like a hospital parking lot, and then you just feed them everything.
Like nephew, yeah.
You give them little bits.
Allergy test.
Yeah, they could do the allergy test on like the back.
The poke.
Yeah.
Imagine like back. Remember how I told you I have high thoughts all the time without being high?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is one of them. Think back to like. Back in the day before they even knew about like allergy, like, and like someone did nothing and then they just like, you know what I mean?
I think about that all
and,
the
like,
time.
Before and they probably epinephrine. Thought it was like a ghost or like some curse or something. Because
witches.
I thought you said which is. Oh, I was like, which is what?
My face was like, keep going.
As soon
you're
as
like ghosts,
as
witches.
Soon as that silence came, I was like, what? Didn't land, cut.
Didn't land.
Didn't land, cut.
I didn't know we had something against witches.
Alicia's face like, no, I was like, oh damn, she was stunned. She was stunned to speak.
Oh, that is
the woman was too stunned to speak.
Witches.
I really left a good gap in that word, huh? It's so sad. Witches. Wow, that does sound like witches. Okay, yeah. And
I feel witches. So
witches.
The way I would have just witches. Let that go if you didn't say something.
I know.
And it's sad that you were just like, oh, I didn't land.
It's funny. That happens to me all the time. So the silence witches. Is like, what? I was like, damn. Normally you hear like a little giggle, an awkward giggle from Remy. Just something.
Like, I'm losing it. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Yes. Anyway, that was my high thought.
Wait, what was the high thought? I forgot already now.
Imagine just like not knowing what a peanut allergy is and someone does nothing and then it's like,
phew. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I think about people dying all the time from like trying like a new berry. No, like somebody,
it's so sad.
Somebody back in the day had to try these things.
It's true.
Did you guys see the video of Alicia Silverstone? Like, it just came out like yesterday, but she's like eating. She's like, I just found this berry, and she takes a bite, and she's like, yeah, blah blah blah. And then like the video ends, and everybody in the comments is like, no, that's a like, don't eat that. That's a poisonous berry. And she didn't post for like a day or two. And she was like, hey guys, I'm fine. I actually didn't swallow it. It was just like a joke. But I wouldn't even, if it was a poisonous berry, I wouldn't even bite it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
and
no,
swirl
it
around my fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Also, like,
but that was crazy that she posted
know?
That.
Yeah. And then to take a day off and everyone's just like, hi, are you alive?
That's what I was doing. Just keep them on their toes.
That, yeah,
I saw people talking about her, but I didn't know it was that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Crazy.
Yeah, no. I feel like just putting it in your mouth is dangerous. Like getting it, like ingesting any of it has to be dangerous.
Just nothing like that.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, I found berries.
And you just die.
It's crazy. But, you know,
we didn't have any berries.
Thank you to all the people out there hundreds and thousands of years ago that were trying these foods. They were on the forefront and they were
putting their life on the line for
they
put us.
They laid their life down to tell us which berries are okay.
Yeah, a major shout out to strawberries and blueberries and blackberries. Oh, you know,
for being safe.
For being safe and
gooseberry.
Yeah. Imagine we didn't have those berries. Those are core berries. Those are core fruit, strawberries and blueberries and blackberries. What if we didn't have that?
Anyone like a pluot?
A what?
I do like a pluot.
What's a pluot? Oh,
what's that?
It's like a plum apricot hybrid.
Okay.
You would love that.
It's so good. And people make, I heard that the people who like made pluots all live on like this billionaire river, like somewhere, and they all have houses on it because they like, they patented it, like how to
make it.
Let's
stop genetically modifying our fruits and crossing them.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a fan of it.
Have you never
had apple?
It's so good.
It also feels like we're playing the secret word game, and that was your secret word that you had to like push out.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's so, I love a pluot.
A pluot. You know, I have a peach tree that grows four types of peaches on one tree.
No, what?
Isn't that crazy?
How does that happen?
Isn't science amazing? They just like take, they somehow like made it where all four of the branches like, or the trunks like can like loop together or like, I don't know, they could cross do it. So you can get like a tree that grows apples that like is like a vine like on your wall and it'll grow apples on your wall.
Such a diverse tree.
Have you seen people like you can like splice trees, right? So you would take like a branch, a stem, and you cut like an angle, like at a point.
Yeah.
You could take that off and you could do the same thing other type, stick it in there, and then you can wrap it really tight and the trees will grow
together
and they fuse into it and you can literally make trees that have different, like different plants that have different things coming off of it.
I did not think that would work.
So cool.
So crazy.
And this just reminds me how some people like plain and simple things or camping experiences, and some people can
like
find
four different kinds of peaches on a tree.
Four types of peaches. You know, like we like being productive. We like being thinking
proactively.
Proactively.
Mm-hmm.
And
outside of the box.
I was gonna say outside of the box. Outside of the mattress box, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, that was it.
Oh,
is it
witches?
I was like, awesome. Little lead in.
I felt an analogy between us genetically modifying our camping experience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
I definitely came unprepared in my camping experience.
I just paused after came.
Yeah, the pauses are crazy. I definitely came unprepared, unprotected.
We need to work on the timing.
I can't do that.
Did I really start off with...
I definitely came.
Yeah. Really?
You play it back, right? You went, I definitely came.
And he probably did with the blow-up chairs.
No, he called me the day before. And he was like, hey, like checking, like, what do you have so that I know how much to bring. I know Zane has absolutely nothing.
The way that they're the same and we're the same, because I just showed up. I didn't even bring a pillow. The only reason I had a pillow was because I used a Squishmallow that was on the bed. The only reason he had a pillow,
Zane didn't have a pillow,
is because he's like, hey, do you guys have like an extra, like, I don't know, anything.
No pillow, no blanket.
Anything to make my experience just a little better for sleep.
And I hope you're happy because I was freezing when I
woke up. No, that blanket saved everything. I used it as not only a blanket, but as a pillow.
What's really funny is Zane brought like a tote bag and I was excited. I was like, oh, he actually brought something for himself. I was like, this is cool. I'm so excited to see what he brought. He brought four different outfits. That's the only thing he brought.
I brought one outfit with my bathing suit.
I was like, we're here for a day.
No, I really only brought one outfit.
Meanwhile, Rem, how many pairs of
underwear? I had two underwears just in case that like I think of swimming, right? I thought we were swimming. I thought we were doing that obstacle course on the lake. I was so excited for that.
I wish we got to do that.
So in the middle of this lake, there's like a whole like inflatable like wipe out course type of like obstacle course. And in my head was like, I might want to wear boxers with my bathing suit just in case. So I brought like another one in case of getting wet.
Yes.
And then also I sweat at night if it's too hot. So it, like, I brought like another pair of underwear just in case that happens.
Have you ever seen the meme where it's like, when you're packing for like a 5-day vacation, but you bring like 30 pairs of underwear just in case you shit yourself every day.
Yeah.
By the way, Remy's car was packed to the fucking brim for a less than 24-hour excursion out to the
place. For the bit.
In my defense, for the bit. And also, I did cook dinner, and I had a lot of things to bring for dinner.
And you
dinner was awesome.
Me and Cal were in the car.
And yes,
so
yes.
You had two human beings.
Thank you.
Was I squished? Yeah, but I fit.
You fit.
Dinner was so good. Thank you.
Also, of course. It was fucking awesome to have like Korean food. while camping. You wow. never, like, that is an experience that I never thought I'd have.
Yeah.
So being able to have, like, the best. Oh, like,
thank you guys.
Fucking short rib.
Oh my God, they're not even
cooked by Miss Remy Ashen is insane. Insane experience when it comes to the food.
It's like working.
It was, know? It was crazy that we got to experience food like that while camping. Cause I'm used to, here I am. I brought my boiling bag food and I was like, was delicious. I am gonna,
I loved it.
I gave it to everybody. They took one bite. They're like, so good. Thank you. I'm going to save it. I'm not too hungry right now, but I'll come back to it. That shit sat on the bench.
The fact that he remembers that means he noticed.
Of course he does.
I'm sorry.
I'm just a little busy right now. Let me get back to it.
I loved it. We'll get to the morning in a second.
Yeah, we did the fishing. Mm-hmm. I cooked some dinner. So I made kalbi or Korean short ribs, which growing up when we would camp with my family, my parents would always make that. So I wanted to bring it for you guys. We had a cute little dinner. And then after we started the little bonfire situation.
S'mores are...
I was waiting all day
so good.
For us to sit around the campfire and sing campfire songs.
It was you nice. Know
what I mean? Boy, did we get some campfire songs.
Very good.
I wanted to bring a guitar because I was like, oh, this will be funny for the bit, but there's no room in the G-Wagon. So I was like, it's okay. We'll do without. But it's like we manifested it.
Mm-hmm. You did manifest it.
I did.
So we're sitting around the campfire.
I like that accent that you just did with the word G-Wagon and then the G-Wagon.
It didn't really fit in the G-Wagon.
Which is.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Chime.
Summer can be a very expensive time. You know, some people want to go shopping. You want to go to a music festival. You want to go on a vacation. Maybe your parents and your kids want to go to amusement parks. It is a time where things can get very expensive, and Chime is a great way to save you some money.
Exactly, Remy. Take back your finances with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/basic.
No, I think we can all agree that there's nothing worse than not being aware of an overdraft fee. And Chime is not about that. In fact, Chime allows you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees.
And with Chime, you can also get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees and over 60,000 fee-free ATMs.
Today, Chime has spotted members over $20 billion. Friends give friends a boost.
Yes, eligible members get complimentary boost to temporarily increase a friend's spot me limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit.
And here's how it works. Set up direct deposit into your Chime account, and after a qualifying direct deposit of $200 plus, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe.
With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance.
Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe.
So what are we going to do, guys? We're going to live it up this summer and make progress towards your financial goals with Chime. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/basic.
That's chime.com/basic. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Thank you so much, Chime, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. We're sitting around the campfire. We have our s'mores. We're playing some board games. We're hanging out, having a good time. They start... sipping on a little bit of marijuana juice.
Yes.
Everybody's like at the point where they've all got like the giggles.
I feel like we were so focused on like the filming for a long time. So finally after dinner, we were like, okay, we can actually like relax. Also the heat luckily went away by then. Uh-huh. I was getting a little chilly. I got my hoodie. And we're finally like, okay, we can like, let's play some games. Yeah, like have fun.
I brought some, gummies. And the girls brought like canned like THC.
I love those.
Brought gummies because I was like, in my head, I was like, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. It's good because it's just not going to be probably the most comfortable. and I know just a little bit of THC helps me just fall asleep faster. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's going to be great. We're about to eat s'mores. We're all a little bit high. It was really nice.
Munchies.
Yeah. And I started getting like, even after half that camp, I started getting really like paranoid. I was like, fuck, this sucks. It's not hitting me well right now. Well, I mean,
like, it's
right
like you're
now.
Camping. You don't really, it's a new environment.
It's pitch black.
Also, really? Camping can be a little bit scary. So I would imagine you were getting some paranoia. Yeah.
I will say, I felt so safe because I was like, oh, it's so nice having three guys here. Like, I don't have to worry about shit.
Like, just in case, you never know, like, if something, you know, happens, even animals.
Yeah.
And
I,
the bear spray. I thought of the bear spray and I was like, oh, God. That was crazy.
I forgot about that.
That was crazy.
Me too.
That was so funny. That was okay, so. Sorry, go ahead,
but we definitely had protection though. We had bear spray. We had that axe that we're using to chop wood.
Night vision goggles. Yeah. Thermal goggles.
Oh, we had it. Because I was ready.
We weren't surrounded by like a lot of people. Like it was pretty empty. So we're, you know, we have to keep alert.
But it was right at the point where we're like completely settled for the night. We're letting our guard down. Everybody's high. Everybody's like, we're getting ready to call it, right? All of a sudden, we're sitting there talking and I hear a man like over my shoulder walking up like, hey, you guys want me out? We all literally broke our necks. Like, what the?
Also, I was sitting to where I was facing him. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
He appeared. I didn't even see anyone coming up. It was just a man that I was like, whoa. Like,
walked in through the shadows. It was and was crazy. Just in our campsite at the fire with us.
What did
holding
he have?
A guitar.
He had a guitar.
And we all kind of like, whoa, caught us off guard there. He's like, I'm going to play you guys a song. And we're like, okay. And he gets closer and he's like, move this, get this out of the way. And he's like kicking my camp table.
Yes, yes.
I'm like, whoa.
At this point, Remy and I are high out of our minds. And I think we're about to die. Like, I thought you, like, I know you were sober. You were probably just like, oh, this is a little weird. We thought this was it. I thought now we have to, it's flight or flight.
Yeah.
Flight or flight.
Flight or flight.
Flight or flight.
His flight or flight was this.
Your fight or flight was going to the snack bag and just.
But then I also didn't want to freak anybody out because I thought I was being paranoid. I was like, I must be
also,
just.
Also, it's a situation where you don't know. So you can't be, you got to play it cool. We didn't want to be like, whoa. We also didn't want to be like too friendly. So we all were kind of like feeling out the situation, like what this guy is, mm-hmm. what he's planning on.
Similar to the thing I talked about in our high episode, which is going to be on the Patreon as well. I had an encounter with a man with a knife recently. Yep. Oh, there we are. Yeah. And similar to that, with these people that are just, you're not sure what could happen. You just don't want to make the wrong move.
Exactly.
So like, that's how I felt again, where I'm just like, I feel fine, but also like there's a world where it won't be fine.
Yeah. So we had to like play it cool. And then he was just like, I'm going to play you a song. And we're like, do what you got to do.
This is what's hard when you're in situations because you're like, I don't want to judge. I don't want to like.
I don't care.
I feel like, especially for girls, it's just very like, okay, I want to, you know, and maybe he has like mental issues or like something like you don't know. But also those are the types of situations where you hear shit happen. So you're like, you're trying to be on guard. So it's a very like tough line of like, I don't want to be mean and like piss them off. But then also I don't want like, it's like a weird.
Also, but we also heard earlier that day that people were walking by talking about smoking some meth.
I think that was the guy actually.
It was?
I'm pretty sure. I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure that was the guy that walked by saying that. But also he was severely intoxicated.
Oh yeah.
Like he was, I don't know. I mean, he was obviously drunk, but
he was like sipping on beers too. He was crushing beers.
And then he kept saying like, he was on that bud. I'm on that bud.
Yes. Cause he offered it to you.
He asked you.
He offered it to you.
If you wanted weed and you're like, no, I'm good.
So he was triple.
I think.
Well, and also he goes to shake all of our hands and we're all like, like kind of like, okay, but like we do it. And then Zane like does to do a fist bump. And then the guy's like, no, I want to shake your hand. You're like, oh, I don't shake hands. And then he got so offended.
Well, the thing is that the reason why I didn't shake, it's not, honestly, it wasn't like germs or anything. I wanted to let him know that like, I don't want you here right now. Selfishly and specifically, I don't want you here right now.
I thought I didn't know you were like tripping. I thought you were kind of fine.
Oh, I was tripping out. And Zane, I even let him know that I was tripping
Zane
out.
Zane pulled me aside and he was like, yo, like,
what do we do?
I'm freaking out right now. Aww. Am I good? Like, are you freaking out like this about like the same situation? Because like, I'm panicking right now.
Yeah.
This is when we walked around the car.
Yeah. Cause you guys left and then it was just Cal and us.
My thought process, I'll break it down for you guys. So he walked up and he started like getting ready to like do this whole performance thing. So in my head, I didn't know if he was alone or with a team. Yeah. So I circled around the campsite to make sure nobody else was going through our gear or our tents or anything.
And this is why I felt safe because I knew I was taken care of.
Well, we
taken
didn't.
Care of.
Zane, didn't feel safe. We didn't feel safe.
Zane was taking care of those Reese's peanut
butter cups. Got him.
Yeah, he was
taking care of the s'mores bag.
It makes it so much funnier knowing that your puff died before, because that's what we were doing while he came up. Like,
oh, I was talking about that. Yeah,
he literally was like, he had two, and he's like, oh no, it's not working. Like digging it out of the like the dirt, trying to like clean it off and shit. So knowing you were already antsy because you didn't have that,
he got
and
a dud.
Then all of this happened this morning.
You should have seen what was in that. And the whole force was in there, and I'm just saying, I don't care.
I like do like a little camp assessment, and I'm making sure nobody else is like going through or whatever, anything like that. Then he starts singing, and I was just kind of always trying to be in a position of like defense.
Aww, and then, I like felt that.
And then all of a sudden he's walking, and he like circled around by you, and he's I'm looking, and he's standing on top of my axe, and I'm like.
All right. You can't make this shit up.
I'm like, I don't know if he's gonna reach for this right now, but I'm standing there kind of like on guard watching.
Wait, you with your headlight?
Yeah. No, I had that fucking thing also, on him the whole time.
And I'm glad you didn't tell us this until the next day.
Can I also just say that we were all so like, we were very nice. We were very polite, obviously. We were. And also this man knew we didn't want him there because he at least 5 times goes, I know you don't want me here, but I'm gonna stay.
I hate when people say that. Yeah. It's like, if first of all, if you thought that genuinely, then you would be gone.
But
it makes me feel uncomfortable because I feel like that's what people say right before they kill you. Because yeah. They're like, I know you don't want me here. I'll leave.
And
I'll
then,
get out
and
of
then
here.
It's like, what do you say? Because you don't want to be like, yeah, we don't, and then piss them off.
So
but
he
I will
said nothing,
say, it's
yeah.
really funny because you with your headlight, it seemed like you were giving him a spotlight.
He
but
did.
In reality,
he word for word goes, I'll give you a spotlight.
Yeah, but in reality, it's like, bitch, I'm watching you.
Yes. And then as soon as he, like, because I walked over, I know we filmed like the whole interaction.
Don't worry, everybody. I filmed the whole.
Oh my I haven't seen it yet.
You can see me. He's
I don't want to see
there.
It.
As soon as he lifts his foot, I walk over and snatch my axe immediately just to get it like away from him because I didn't know if he was going to like try to grab it or anything like that.
But it's all, it's like, on you now, which is good in case he tries some shit.
He picks it
swing.
Up.
Swing.
Throws it. Let's put the whole clip because it's a 7.5-minute clip that I got.
Oh,
that
wow.
was just performance one in the Patreon blog. Yeah. We'll put the whole thing there, oh but we'll play God. A little clip of it now.
Well, let's put a tease here.
He performed an original song from what I can only put together context clues that it's probably called Mr.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
But yeah. Also, what a crazy song to roll up on like a campsite at and you're in our face, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
No.
I'm like,
the way he's singing it was like he's going to murder us right after.
At the end of the song. Like,
as
that
like
was
a
the
final encore.
Me? Yeah.
No, Alicia was living. Alicia,
you were the biggest fan.
It was Alicia was living. I was giggling the whole time because it was just funny. And it was like, I was looking at everyone's reactions obviously while filming. So I kept giggling. Also, I was high, but I just kept giggling. So keep that in mind for what I talk about later. Here's a little sneak peek of our
feel
man.
Like I'm feeling like I'm like blacked out like one night and I'm reliving.
Mm. Here we go.
Run you right down. Then the very next moment, then they feed you all their life.
That was just a small little clip of what we got.
Well, and you can see us just,
just
and
making him happy.
Shimmying. You're shimmying
like,
with him.
We'll call him Jerry. So we kept trying to be like, okay, thanks, Jerry. Like, thank you so much for playing for us. Like, you can go now.
Yeah, I know you want me to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. And he'd be like, and then my favorite, there's one part where he's like, I'm still going.
Oh, no.
No, I got another verse
in,
for you
in
guys.
In the clip. He starts, because normally a songs have two verses, a bridge.
Yeah, or, three verses max.
Yeah, well, so he goes to do the third verse, and I go, oh, a third verse, oh, okay. He keeps going, and then we think it's, we go, thank you, I'm not done. I got another verse. He goes for four verses. It's probably like a 6-minute song, honestly.
And it was so long.
Very Taylor Swift of him.
So
very all is well. Very all is well.
All is well. All is
oh,
well.
Wait, is that the name of the song? All is well.
All too well. 10-minute version.
Oh, all too well. Very all is well.
It was good.
It was honestly hilarious. And then at this point, like Alicia and I are sat the whole time. We're mm-hmm. giving him our full attention. You guys are kind of moving around. Cal's kind of moving around. And then at one point, I think you guys left. And the smoke was really blowing in Jerry's eyes. And he goes, oh, he goes, yes. He goes, oh man, like I got a song about this.
We were like,
another 10-minute one.
You guys left. It's just Alicia and I. He goes, I know you don't want to hear this. I promise I'll leave soon, but I got to perform my song. He performs a song for us about how the campfire will blow in his eyes. And all I remember is like, the smoke's to the left.
Yes.
The
smoke's to the right.
That's all I remember from that one. And I didn't film that one.
And I honestly, I took myself out of the situation. Like, I was hiding behind the car because not only because I was about to have a panic attack, but I wasn't able to hide it anymore. Like, that I wanted him gone. Oh, like, if I just stayed there, I would have been like straight up like, can you fucking leave, please? Like, I was freaking out.
I have to say, like, the whole knuckle tap situation with the shaking hands, it wasn't just like that mix up. Zane goes, I don't shake hands. And the guy goes, you're a liar.
Yes.
And Zane was like, no, I'm serious. Like, I just don't like shaking hands. And he was just like, he got really, like,
really offended.
Offended by it. Then later on in the end of the night, he went to shake Zane's hand again and Zane shook it and he goes, see, you do shake hands. So you are a liar.
As like much as he was like drunk and out of his mind, he like clearly remembered that. So we were like,
so I knew I was target. I knew that
you
he was
enemy number
I was
one.
First uh-huh. on his list when we're all sleeping at night.
Oh, he did not like you.
Yeah. And then remember, he forgot his cigarettes there.
Oh, mm-hmm. wait. Okay, so then Alicia gets the guitar.
I forgot about that.
I filmed all this, so I'll put it all in the vlog.
Because I manifested a guitar, and somehow he was like, I know you play. And I was like, oh my God. And then he was like, you want to play? I was like, yes, obviously.
He watches your vlogs.
Imagine. So then I play a lovely song that honestly, I feel like wasn't a crowd favorite.
It wasn't.
I didn't get it.
It wasn't that it wasn't a crowd favorite. It was that you were expecting us to like sing along, but we didn't know the words. Oh, I have to play one clip from that. I'm sorry.
What song were you playing? I have to play my favorite part.
It was one my mom always played us growing up called The Lizard Song. And it's kind of improv-y.
Oh, of course we don't know it. Your mom made it up.
Interesting.
She was getting mad that we didn't know the words.
We all could have sang along to.
But you know who did pick up what you were putting down?
Jerry.
Yeah. I'm going to play the clip.
And him saying an 8-pack of beer.
He didn't know how he survived.
The fire.
Yeah.
A keg of beer. A keg of beer. And he said, you know what?
Yeah.
See?
Let's tap it right now, right here.
And he rhymes.
Yeah. He rhymes.
Okay. So if Jerry can do it, I expected more from you guys.
I didn't know it was a UCB improv game.
I didn't know it was Mad Libs. I really didn't know what was happening.
Anyways, that was fun.
I was also waiting for him to stab one of us so we can act accordingly. Yeah.
Then he left. Then he left his cigarettes, so he came back for them.
We're like, he did this on purpose. I was like, he did this on purpose.
Yeah, you were like,
he's coming back. He's coming back because he say he forgot something.
It was a test to see if you stole a cigarette too.
Something. Yeah.
I will say I did feel a little less scared because he said he played a song for another campsite. So I was like, oh, I remember hearing a guitar because I was wanting a guitar. So then I was like, oh, if he did it to them and then moved to us, he's probably just going to move down the line. Like that was my thinking.
I heard it too. So that's why when he walked over, I was trying to play it cool. I was like, oh, I heard you over there playing a Skid Row song.
Skibbity Riz.
Skid Row was one of my favorite 80s hair bands.
Got it.
So that's why I was like excited. I heard it and I didn't know.
Sorry, I just pictured you with the get up. Yeah. Tracks.
So I told him, I was like, I heard you over there playing Skid Row. He's like, well, I'm not playing it again. I go, I didn't say, like, I was just like, all I was saying is I heard you over there. He's like,
just choked.
The way he went from that song to
Dr. Jekyll.
Mr. Hyde.
But it was just like, I was trying to be nice just because like stranger
coming
in.
Yeah.
I'm not playing it again. I already played that one for them. I was like, okay.
That to you. And then play whatever you want.
I'm imagining this situation. What if he was actually somebody that was either going to steal from us or murder us, right? Like imagine the situation. In that, if you knew that, you wouldn't want to be nice to him because that's just going to make you a target, right? So I'm thinking to avoid all situations like that, why don't you just be like blunt towards them to assert dominance? So he can,
like, as soon as he walks up, get the fuck out.
Hey, get the fuck out of our campsite. Also, we don't want anybody here.
I think that'll make him more mad.
No, I think that's going to make him not want to fuck with us because if we have that sort of dominance, we probably have something that's going to protect us on site.
I do think that's a 50-50 situation, though. Like, it's either going to go in our favor or not in our favor.
Also, I'm so sorry, but you asserting dominance, hiding behind the car.
Well, I wanted to. I just didn't want to.
No, I get it. Be the only one.
I didn't want to piss you guys off with how
No, I
he was very nice. He was really nice. Mm-hmm. He was just like a little.
He was very nice. We just didn't know where it could have gone. Yeah. And we were just being like protective.
So he leaves, and he leaves in the dead of the night. It's pitch black.
Also, it's like 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, it's really late.
It's so late.
Yeah, but it's not like 7 p.m. or anything. It's in the middle of the night.
And I will say there was at least another camp, like another couple camping like 3 spots down from us. So at least we weren't like completely in, like alone.
Alone. Then we start to freak out because we're like, wait, where did he go? And now mine and Zane's high is getting like out of control. And so Heath leaves to go check the like the campsite again, I think making sure everything's good.
Well, I brought my, I busted my thermals out. So I have like.
I felt like I was screaming from the rooftops, which the guy probably fucking heard. I was like, get the night vision goggles. Like, I was like, we have them. This is the time we need to use them. So, we were looking at rabbits before. I was like, we actually have someone to look at.
So we busted it out and I have him in Target.
Like, I got a video of that too. Patreon.
I have him deadlocked, and you
did
just,
you record it inside?
I got everything.
Nice. I should have recorded on the device.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could see him all the way down at the end, and he's just like this.
It was really creepy. It was.
What was creepy was the like 100 to 0. Like it was so much, and then he was just quiet, sitting like smoking. Like it was like it felt weird.
Imagine like seeing him sharpen his knife through those goggles.
Not again. No. So you are now checking out the campsite. Now it's just Alicia, Zane, and I. And I've recorded our conversation. It's pitch black, and this is us at our peak high. Can I play this?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just black. You don't see.
It's black because I didn't turn the flash on. But this was our conversation while you were away, and Zane and I thinking that we are going to be murdered.
It was the worst.
We're all really drunk, or drunk and or high, and we're paranoid right now. Are you high?
Me too.
I feel great. You don't sleep then tonight, baby.
He was singing Jacqueline Christine.
He was singing.
He might be here right now, seriously. He really might be right there.
He's not there.
Yeah, he was right there just now. I saw him.
I see he's looking for his cigarette.
He's gonna wear
his
cigarette. Okay. Wait, but I just don't like that there's not a lock on the door.
Okay, what would he do anyway, though? You know what I mean? Like one of these?
He would take a knife.
No, you guys, ew, I'm scared. Heath, where's Heath?
It sounds like I'm listening to like a true crime doc.
No, what? Yes. What's so crazy is Ram goes, there's no lock on the tent.
Yeah,
what the fuck would a
it
lock
doesn't even
do?
Matter. They just slits it open.
And also, if there was, it would be one of these little like
TSA.
A locker lock from high school.
He comes, she sees a shadow of a knife and she's like, we're good, it's locked.
Also, I just want you guys to know, like, if you weren't there, or even if one of you wasn't there, she would have had us pack up and leave that night.
She
came up to me and was like, should we leave?
No, I would have voted against that. I know I was freaking out, but I would have voted
you
against that.
Stay?
Because imagine trying to pack all that shit up when you're home.
That's all you told me. Because I was like, we should go. And you were like, we can't pack it up. And that immediately, I was like, we're staying. I knew.
Remember, you packing up that air mattress?
She looks like cat. Oh. Also, I was sad because we had all of our twinkle lights on in the tent. Oh.
We didn't say it,
Alicia.
Shit, sorry. Sorry.
Make sure you go to Patreon to check out what we're talking about.
Allegedly. And I allegedly wish we could have lit them, but I remember thinking it would draw attention.
All in all, we were fine. All in all, Jerry was harmless, and then he did proceed to drive.
No,
home.
Drive by.
No. The worst thing.
That is crazy that he drove. I didn't even think about that at that moment.
Because he went to like, he kept, I remember he pointed, I live that across the street that way. So I was like waiting for him to go that way, but he was on the other end. And then finally we're like, when is he going to go? Then the next thing we know, he pulls up so slow in his car. And I'm like, did he not just say he had literally 8 or 9 beers? Like,
And high
as fuck. And then this, guys, the sad part is like, I should have been like, you shouldn't drive. I let him.
No.
There would have been no stopping him.
There's been moments where I've like I'd noticed that, or even remember on the highway when the person was like passed out on the highway, and I stopped and I like called just for help. Yeah. That situation, I wanted him gone. I didn't care how it happened. He needed to be just out of our campsite because I didn't know what he was gonna
do. What would you have done if I was like?
You get in the car with it.
You shouldn't drive. Yeah. Stay in the car. Dean has room in his tent.
Oh, my air mattress. We got the air mattress. Yeah.
Oh, he has room in his tent. Never.
He's like, yeah, you're right. Maybe I shouldn't. You guys got room.
But it's crazy how we could have done anything and he would have done it.
Wait, when he drove by, did he wave?
Yeah,
I was hiding.
He said, I wish I remember what he said, but it was something really weird.
It was something about the stars? It was like, I'm a star. It was something like, I'm a galaxy or like, I'm a something shooting star. Like it was.
Hold on. It was something along the lines of like, I'm a bright star in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And then like floored it.
But also it was more like he said that. And I think in his head he floored it, but it was like.
I also just have to say. No one loves themselves more than Jerry loves himself.
No, his outlook on life, though, like even when I grabbed the guitar, he's like, no, slow down. Like,
no, he was very every sweet, very confident. Yes. But like a lot of the 8 minutes was like him explaining to us like how talented he is and like how he's a star and how he like loves the notoriety and loves like the crowd saying, oh, really paranoid also because I asked me to airdrop the video to him.
Yeah.
And I was giggling the whole time because again, it was just like silly, but also I was so high, but I didn't want him to think I was like laughing.
Making fun of
him. Because I wasn't. I really was just like this. I was honestly laughing at everyone's like reactions also. Mm-hmm. So I was just nervous that he was going to see that and then come kill me.
He's like, you're laughing.
Every thought we had was, oh, the result is he's going to stop us.
And will murder me.
Yeah. I just wish I wasn't high at that moment. Like, I think that ruined everything. I honestly probably would have enjoyed him there. Like, who knows? I just think that high really killed
everything. We all did a really good job. Like, we were all very nice, very courteous to him. Like, we weren't mean. We made him feel welcome. We, like, let him do his thing. But I think it was just the overarching feeling of not knowing where the night could go with him in our zone. Yeah. And I think it was just like being like defensive if we had to be, but also like being kind to this person.
And at least he wasn't like staying next to the next spot by us.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to sleep because he wouldn't have been playing the guitar the whole night.
We would have been up till 5 a.m. Yeah. Remy was like, Cal, you take the first watch.
I was ready. I was like so ready to open my eyes and have him just like be standing there. Or not even him. Anybody. Just because anyone could just walk into my tent.
You had your eye mask on. Oh,
Remy, I mean, she forgot the minute she got the bus. It was Cal's job to watch me.
That like red light one. Just like,
I have a photo of when I woke up and both you and Cal are out and she has her eye mask on. She's just so cut. It's so funny.
There should have been, we should have had filmed a cut of all the sleeping because to go from you guys to me, it looks so bad for me.
I kept thinking, I was like, oh, I hope they like get a clip, but I should have texted you guys because I was like, oh, that would have been funny. But I have to show you this photo. It's so fucking funny.
The minute that THC was in us, we knocked all the fuck thought out. That Leah, it knocked went out the fuck door. Out.
I took like a really cool photo of your tent in the night right before we were all going to bed.
Oh my God, the lights.
Isn't that cool?
Glamping. Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Let me zoom in a bit. That's so you beautiful. Can see it.
Yeah. So quickly after that, well, once he left, we felt safe, especially because that camping area, like there was no re-entry. So we were like, okay, he's gone. We feel good.
Also, the couple was doing freaky stuff in the middle of the night. Remember that?
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
The shadows on the wall were like.
You guys know the Austin Powers movie when Dr. Evil.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
It was Austin Power and Mini-Me in the like the little doctor's office, and you see the shadow, and they're like doing
but it looks so wrong.
That's what I felt like we were watching with this couple. Yeah. We didn't know what they were doing.
Take our eyes off too. We were like,
yeah.
And we're like, don't stare.
I don't know if you realize this, but one of them actually was out of the tent, looking at us, and we were all staring. We thought they were both in the tent, but one of them was actually outside of the tent watching us. But all of us watching the tent.
Then what were they doing alone?
Why did it look like there were two people?
No, it was half the time. So we saw two people in the tent, but there was a time where there was only one person. We're like, what is this person doing? That other person was outside of the tent watching us.
Oh. That was funny. Yeah.
They probably thought we were going to murder them.
Honestly,
what if they were in the tent freaking out? Did you see them staring at us the whole time? You know, they're looking.
That was the motions they were doing.
So we're gonna go around. We have to lead. We have to get back into the car.
I'd be freaking out too if there was a group of people staring at us for like a good solid 2 minutes. Damn.
Be very aware.
Be aware.
Be cutesy. We're being very hypocritical in this situation.
Cutesy.
But we did good. We went to sleep. We woke up.
We went to sleep. Again, me being very unprepared. I didn't think to bring a pillow. Rem was like, I have everything.
Same here, girl.
Luckily, we had some Squishmallows. So the little, was it a pumpkin or a carrot?
Carrot.
It was great.
Such an important detail.
So important. I just knew it was orange. And then I gave Zane the one other blanket I had, but I was like, it's fine. It's been 104 degrees.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Well, I woke up at a lovely 5 a.m. freezing my ass off because
it got really cold at 5.
So cold. Like, truly.
Was it really cold?
It was still pretty warm when I went to bed because I was sleeping on top of my sleeping bag, and I woke up. And I remember it was like either like 4 or 5 in the morning. I woke up freezing and then I got my sleeping bag and like got underneath it.
Also to sleep, I was just in sweat shorts and then just a sheet. Like that's all I had. So then I woke up and I was like, oh my God, wait, I have sweatpants. So I like put my sweatpants on. I try to go back to sleep. I was so cold. And then I was like, I have another sweatshirt. But then I put that on. I literally layered up as much as I could. I took out like some of my t-shirts that I had and like put them on top of my sheets. But, and then part of me was like, I could like squeeze into your bed. But I was like, it's fine. I'm good.
You should have. No. You woke me up to go to the bathroom at some point, right?
Yes, because I had to pee too. And I was freezing. But I was like, I'm not going to walk by myself. That's how people get murdered. Like that's actually, Jerry will be waiting for me.
It was kind of a far distance.
It was far enough where I was like, that's not wise. Like I could do it. I'm sure
it was like
fine.
A football field away. It was pretty far.
Let's not do that, Alicia. So then I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'll just go back to sleep. It's fine.
Or just pee in a bottle and give it to Heath.
Or on a tree.
I was just like, you know what? It's fine. Just go back to sleep and it'll be fine. I was like, at least wait to go to the bathroom until it's like at least light out, right? So then I had just gotten a crazy ass sunburn, which it's a little better now, but it's peeling. Anyways, so then I like put my arms through my sleeves, through my sweatshirts and like crossed them and the sunburn was warm. And the way that I was like this feels so good. No, it was fine. Then I remembered before we left, remember Ashley was like, do you have other like light pants? And I was like, no. So she like threw them in my bag. I was like, thank God I have another pair of pants. So I put another pair of pants over. I put another sweatshirt on.
It was not that cold.
I didn't think it was that cold.
Freezing, cuddling with your blanket.
Literally.
2 feet away.
So then finally I'm like, okay, I feel warm. But then by this time the sun's like starting to come up. So then I'm like, I'm going to go pee. I have to. There's no way I can go back to bed. So then I'm like, I start to go out and then I'm like, God forbid Remy wakes up the 10 minutes I'm gone. She's gonna think I was murdered. Like, she's gonna actually be like, Cal, like, oh my God, where's Alicia? And then I'm far enough to where I can't say anything. So I guess I could have texted
her. That is like a scary, like waking up, someone's not in the tent. You look outside, they're nowhere in sight. Yeah, that's.
So then I'm like, shit, I don't wanna wake her up. She looks so peaceful. But then I was like, she'd appreciate it.
Heath
so
and I also thought to do this as a prank. We figured, let's put Alicia and her mattress in the middle of the lagoon.
I'm not kidding, as a joke.
I would have
fucking lived. Like I would have woken up for sure, but I would have fucking lived.
You would have lived?
Us like, going down funny. That hill.
Oh. I was gonna say, oh, yeah, yeah, imagine the hill. Just like, straight up.
we should have pranked Rem that you guys did that.
Who's a heavy sleeper?
Me.
Oh, okay. We'll do it to Rem.
I think I'm a heavier sleeper though.
Yeah, probably.
I'm a really heavy. You can do anything with my body.
So sorry about my alarm in the morning.
Oh, it's okay.
That was good.
I sleep through everything. Like it just doesn't wake me
my
up.
My favorite was like, I hear an alarm and multiple times I was like, oh shit, is that mine? And I'm like, no, it's not mine. And then I look at Rem and she's like, it's not mine. And I was like, okay. And I was like, oh, it must be one of the guys. And then you hear Zane go, hello, your alarm.
Zane said that?
Somebody's alarm.
When you said that, I imagined you in the fetal position in that tiny little
I was struggling that time, but I did wake up before your alarm. And as soon as I heard your alarm, I was like, it's go time, baby. Hello. This is what we're
He's
supposed
like,
to be
let's pack
up.
It up and get out. I am ready.
He wanted to be out so bad.
But it was still chilly when your alarm went off. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's not getting hot like we thought it was. And then all the sun started coming up and it started getting
got over that mountain.
The degree was going like it was this fast. I was like 67, no. 68.
The way like that every minute I was like, so strip, because I had so many layers. I was like, oh my God, I'm like sweating now. So it was so crazy. Bad. So if I could do it all again, I think I would just have a sleeping bag and a pillow. And I will say, because I heard you guys like starting to pack up, in the back of my head, I was like, are these fuckers going to prank us or like do something? But then I was like, I don't think after last night they would, because that was like a little too much.
Yeah. Well, I think Heath and I truly believe in not pranking people because we know that it could happen back to us. And Heath and I really don't like to be pranked. Mm. So I think every time, like for me at least too, like I know that it could come back 10 times harder because it's allowed when you prank somebody.
Yeah.
So it's like, if it's you don't like prank warranted. Anyone ever, you're safe.
It depends on the prank too. You know what I mean? Like,
if it's like scary or something. But I heard so much like rustling.
Like, I'm not trying to bear spray somebody in the face in the middle of the night because you're trying to prank me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I also
but also I ended up bear spraying everybody in the campground on accident.
So we wake up, I'm finally like, Alicia, get up, you're hot, like at least start, like get coffee or something. I come out, both of the guys' tents completely gone. Zane's sitting in the small sliver of shade that there is.
There was one little bar of shade. Because the sun was on the other side when we parked there. Yeah. So like we knew where the shade was. Yeah. It was all over the campsite. Like, and went the other
side. Heath is like kind of tanning. He looks morning. And he's like, you want coffee? And I was like, yes. I was hoping he would say that. So he's like getting it out. Little does he know, I knew what Remy also had last planned.
Yes.
Heath is making his little campfire coffee. He's so proud too. He's like, who wants coffee? Remy comes out with a whole espresso machine.
I saw this girl on TikTok who like brings her big ass Breville espresso machine to Airbnbs and she puts it in a tote bag and takes it with her. And I was like, wait, that'd be so funny for the video.
It was really funny.
So that's why the car was packed, because we had so much stuff.
Milk. Cold foam cream, sugar-free spray. Vanilla.
I should have caught cinnamon. That when I saw all that coffee ingredients in the cooler. I was like, huh, I should have known that you brought that.
I apologize for bringing on your parade.
No, it's okay.
But it was really funny. No.
The coffee was amazing.
Like, I loved yours.
It was so good.
And it took a while for it to get working. So I was like, I'm the only one with coffee.
Her fucking generator wasn't producing enough energy and power to get that espresso machine to run.
My electric generator wasn't working. So I had to have Cal start the gas generator.
It's the morning and it's just this.
The best part too was two people walked past
the
as we're
we
setting
were
up the Breville espresso maker, and I think she was like going to shower because she like had it seemed like she was going to the bathroom, going to shower, etc., whatever. And the look she had was just like, I can't, because you know all night they heard us and they probably like pictured what we look like. Then she walks past and sees our setup and she was just like, oh my God.
She wasn't smiling. She wasn't laughing.
It wasn't a hello.
She was like of disgust, like these people.
Zane, this was the face. It was a walk by looking forward and then looked over and made eye contact and went like this.
Oh,
no. It hurt so bad.
To our defense though, if Jerry didn't come up, it would have been a much calmer night, because we were just playing like games and it was pretty quiet then.
It was. And if you think about it, it was really loud now, because that couple that was sleeping three doors down, I know they were up that entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it was
so loud.
Yeah.
He was performing.
Yeah.
It was the
it's a once in a lifetime experience.
It's like one something in the morning. The couple a few doors down is trying to go to sleep. It's us a few spots over laughing like, ha, 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 my red flag is poop breath. and we're just like. imagine camping, trying to sleep, and you just hear poop breath.
Oh my God. So finally it's hot. We're packing up. We're like, let's get the fuck out of here. And Heath's just really excited to be like, oh, like I still have other like camping stuff that I'm gonna use.
I have
bear spray. Like, should we shoot it for the bit? And I was like, oh my God, I have bear spray in my house. Protection, you know? I've never had to use it. So I was like, wait, this is so interesting. He's like, yeah, like here, let's shoot it for the video. He like is so careful. Goes the opposite way that the winds blow,
like
goes
out off the edge of the mountain to like down the towards the lake.
Uh-huh. So I didn't bother to check where the wind's but going.
Like, to be fair.
Yeah, it wasn't windy.
It wasn't. So I did one quick, just like, I'm like, all right, everybody back. So I take it and I just go, psh. What? Literally a psh, and it like roped out. And that was it. And we're like, whoa, that was cool. And then all of a
sudden.
Yeah.
10 seconds crazy. Later.
All of a sudden we're like.
Expired?
Everybody's like.
You were fine, right?
I was fine because I was on the other side where that shade was, and I'm seeing everybody freak out, and I'm like, and I'm walking towards you guys, but I'm not like sniffing.
You're like
I'm not
waiting
smelling
for it to
anything.
Hit you.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
It's so weird because it didn't. It wasn't a smell. It was a feeling. There was no like odor to it. You
That's
just
crazy.
Like were breathing in like spice,
pain.
Like pain.
Heath sprayed us with bear spray.
I literally maced everybody. Off that one spray.
And what's crazy is like...
Cal's eyes were beat red.
Yeah, he was red.
So bad.
Filming. Rem and I are... And also, you're like, get back. We all got behind you, which was not the smartest. We should have got to the sides because we went behind
in the car.
You. Yeah, we should have been like far. The way that it took a collective 10 seconds for it to start hitting us, and then it's like, I have to sneeze. And I'm like, my eyes are burning. But it was like a peppery...
It got progressively worse.
It wasn't what I thought it would be like. Like, I thought it would be more like burning, and it was like a... Like a... Like I, but
yeah,
I don't even know how to describe it.
Is bear spray different than like a small pepper spray, or are they the same? Just like a more.
So I heard that bear spray is less than like human pepper spray.
But I know it just goes a lot further too, so you don't have to be up close to a bear. Oh. Like it like shoots like 20 feet.
Mine hit me in the back of the throat and it was like tingle. That's right. And then I started gagging.
I felt
that.
Like numb a little bit, and then I just kept having to sneeze. And I was like, am I gonna die? Am I gonna die? I was like, I sneeze. And I was like, achoo! And then I'm like, I can't see. And then one eye's closed and I was watering and I was just like, oh my God. But I like, it was just so, and that was only like tiniest bit. Could you imagine all of that in your face?
Yeah.
I felt bad because Cal was definitely the closest to it.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, because he like went with the camera to go film like where it was shot.
Oh, poor
he did.
Baby.
He did want a camping experience though.
He got
and
it.
He got it
he
for
was so
sure.
Fine. Heath was so polite. He texted us last night. Sorry.
I know. Aww.
So sweet. So sweet.
It was so
it was
funny
an accident.
Though. And once we were like, okay, like, we're fine. We just have to, like, let it wear off and cry it out.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, no, yeah. I mean, it makes sense that bear spray is stronger, but I felt like
that's
I heard
what I thought,
somewhere.
Too, because it's in a bigger spray. It looked scary.
For some reason, I felt like I heard something that it wasn't as intense, but bear spray contains 2% capsaicin and related capsaicinoids. Level 1 and level 2 pepper sprays have less than 1%. The strongest pepper spray only has 1.33%.
I believe it though, because a bear is so big and like they're not consciously aware of what's happening.
And it's not to kill them; it's just enough for you to like get away.
Get
away.
Get for them to get
and
away.
And you know what?
I got it because they said to take it on walks with the little dogs for coyotes too.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit! Yeah. Good. That's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
Also, again though, like everyone says, be careful because you usually get hurt by that stuff more. And it like that's a prime example. It wasn't even windy.
It wasn't freak towards accident. Us. Like,
we weren't being dumb. It just like the way that it like came was so weird.
Like if you're gonna use it on somebody else or a bear, be prepared for it to get a little
hold your breath
too.
And run.
What's weird is like it came out as like a spray, but like a cloud didn't like come towards us. It wasn't like you could see like if you sprayed
like
spray paint,
you
can see like the paint kind of like coming towards. It was just like nothing. It was
I think
invisible.
I've kind of always heard that, though. If you pepper spray someone, like, there is kickback no matter what.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, maybe tiny little particles. It was crazy.
But I guess, again, normally you would
but we all got to experience it for the first time.
Yeah, so now
I
you know
wondered.
In the future exactly
now
what it feels
I know.
Like.
Now I know. And they always say it's, like, good to test it out. Or is my mom. Yeah. She's like, you should, like, test it. Nah. But also, like, where would I do that?
I can't imagine that, though, in the face.
Oof. No way.
That's crazy.
That'd be awful.
We probably had like 3 little particles in our faces.
Yeah.
Like imagine
we were
everything.
Throwing up gagging.
Ooh, should we do that for a Patreon video?
You know who probably
yeah,
would?
Yeah, to you?
Jordan.
Yeah, no, just like each person, see who can handle it.
Jordan's like.
He's like, yeah, I'll try it.
I've definitely seen YouTube. Like people, YouTubers have done it before, right? Like spraying each other with pepper spray.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh man!
But yeah, we're good. We packed up. We did a very good job packing. By the way,
pack in, pack out, baby.
That was definitely the easiest camping I've ever done, though. When it comes to like, setting up and time wise, and
yeah,
and thank you for the tent.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah.
Thank
tent.
You guys.
No, seriously, we really truly had such a good time. Would
good,
do it again.
Good,
you definitely had a hand in their glamping experience for sure.
I
with
would
that tent.
Also like to say yes, we did glamp, but I really do think we could have done it.
Oh.
We just wouldn't have enjoyed it as much, but we could do it.
Oh, no.
And I'm open to doing it again.
Okay, very good.
But I want to go to Mammoth and I want to fish for real.
And like swim, because it was hot, but if we could swim, I think that would be better.
No, I think next time in the cold, so snowing. And then
we'll definitely go when it's cooler.
Well, mine wasn't picked, but mine was a ski trip because that's my team bonding that I want to do.
Okay. So.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. I know there's
in
bars
the Swiss
at
Alps.
Ski trips.
Wait, that's always been a dream of mine. I'm not even kidding.
Skiing the Alps?
Yeah.
Are you really good at skiing?
I snowboard, but I'm like, I
She's
can
good.
Keep up. I'm
She's
not
good.
Like crazy good.
Yeah, I'm really bad. Okay, I'm the complete bunny, opposite. Yeah.
But also the liquid courage. And then you're just like, no. Oh my God. No, speaking of being high, one time, I'll never do this again. I had an edible. I thought I was in a video game. Like, I'm not kidding. I thought I was in a video game going down the mountain.
SSX tricky. You're just like, where's your head? She's like,
do you know the game I'm talking about? Oh my God.
Yeah,
oh
SSX
my,
tricky.
SSX, yeah.
Damn it.
You never played those like video game, the snowboarding and like even the snowmobile.
I was more of a Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4.
Mm. Oh, shit. Those snow games were awesome. Oh, I love those games. They were better, like the best, like,
so good.
Sports game, yeah.
When we pull for the next one, is it just between us three or do you put another one in there?
Oh, I kind of like that.
Oh,
that's like, fun.
Just to keep it going?
I think it's fair.
That makes it only fair that like if it's
I put camping again.
camping, Heath's version.
Taylor's version.
Now we know we need to specify a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We do like a full-blown like backpacking trip in Yosemite.
No. That shit. No. I would
carry you know all what? Your
Absolutely
stuff.
I'll be like, I'll meet you there. And then you're like, why is there a helicopter? It's the Uber helicopter. Remy and I come down with our bags.
But she gets picked up. She's in that dead spin. Like that one, the one person that got rescued.
You guys know Uber yachts exist?
No. Seriously?
Yes. I saw it on someone's story. Like, it was an Uber yacht.
No.
It said Uber yacht on it.
It wasn't out here.
Side note, did you see that yacht that went down with that billionaire in
Sicily?
No,
what?
They're literally recovering people as we speak. It was so crazy. It was a tech billionaire and it was like 15 of him and his friends and then 10 crew. Something happened where they hit something. It immediately flipped and like, I think like 15 people were recovered. One woman literally had her 1-year-old baby above her.
Oh my
They're okay.
God.
But I think it was like 10 people or so that were sleeping. The boat capsized so fast and went under that they all passed away.
That's awful.
In their bed is fucking terrifying.
Isn't that so sad?
Wait, was the boat moving while everybody was sleeping?
Yeah, I think they were like sailing and then just something, they hit something and it just.
Anytime like a billionaire dies, I just think it was planned.
That's what I was just trying to
do. That's one of my conspiracies that I always believe in. I never think that it's not a coincidence when somebody like that dies. Like somebody was behind it.
Also, that plane that went down with all those like top scientists.
Yes, I just saw that too. Like, top scientists.
Yeah.
There was like, what was it? Like 10?
It was like they were going to like a cancer convention.
That like they were thinking that they had the cure for like cancer and stuff. Like it's like top people all died on this plane that randomly like spiraled and fell.
Like to me, that's just so weird. That's so weird.
Also think back to like, I feel like it used to be so normal to hear like, oh yeah, like this like, a singer's plane went down or like this like crazy shit. It's like, oh, that's such a weird coincidence. And now it's like,
not a thing.
That's so fucking scary. That's so crazy. Scary.
Yeah, that's
And the way fuck. It fell from the sky looked really funny.
Oh, was that the one that was like, it was sideways?
It
and
was
then
just
it,
like spinning like this,
it went like
falling down.
Yeah, right.
It didn't like glide down to a crash.
It's like, so rare too. Like I saw like there was pilots in the comments on one of the videos and they're just saying like, this is like a very, very like rare occurrence. Like the fact that this even happened is crazy. And then the people on the plane just makes it even crazier. Like how?
It's just so sad. Cause it's like regardless, it's like all those, oh my God, the families like awful. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Was it a Boeing? Do we know?
Probably.
It's always a Boeing, baby.
Boeing stuff is crazy.
It's always a Boeing.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, if you want to see us fly to a destination for Patreon.
Yeah, maybe not fly. Let's save that for the next episode.
Take a train.
I love trains. I love trains. Because you're getting to another city, another destination without having to fly. Great. Oh, and you could do the seats that you get on
the
trains are my favorite. Oh my God. Just how much room you get on trains is insane.
There's like the big trains that you can get like a full blown like room and
I've
you like
seen
stay
those.
On it. It's like a couple day trip. You could take a train from here to New York and it's like really high end luxury. Like
you know Eurotrip? I've always wanted my own cubby. And you know, like Hogwarts, like when Harry Potter going to
oh my God,
when they have their own, and then the trolley comes. I've always wanted to experience. I've always wanted to experience
Polar
that.
Express.
Yeah, it was cool.
We got it.
It was cool.
We got it.
But yeah, they have like really nice trains.
Can I say another random tidbit, even though this is getting kind of long?
No.
Allegedly, yeah. You know how the Olympics are happening in 2028 here?
Oh, yeah.
I was told that, and I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but apparently because they're doing it like all around LA, like Crypto.com Arena, USC, UCLA, all these things, they are requiring or they want to require people who are attending to use public transit to get to these places because it's going to be so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So they're trying to finish all of the LA public transit by then, mm-hmm, which would be amazing.
Yeah. That's great. You know, not the same. You know, like when you have guests coming to stay with you and you're like, that's motivation to finish my house. Like, imagine that on a city level. Like, if you're having everyone come here, like, our transit system sucks in LA.
So
like, it's such good motivation to get it, like, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be mayhem here, but it's going to be so exciting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's going to be something to do every single day.
It's going to be
rent
fun.
Out my house.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we ended on a little...
Little,
I guess that wasn't right. We got brighter and then went back to dark. But
a little roller coaster of an episode.
You know what a better note is? The fact that we have a Patreon.
Yes.
And
very exciting.
We are all or nothing. And we've already.
This is
my first Patreon. And I truly am so excited for more adventures and team bonding.
Mm-hmm.
And
agreed.
I'm just excited to give you guys more content, baby content.
There also, comment down below what you guys want to see on the Patreon.
All right. Well, thank you guys for watching another episode. We love you so much. And excited for you guys to see the actual camping video on Patreon.
Yes.
We know you guys will love it. And
love you so much.
Love you. Love you.
Peace and blessings.
Bye. Love you, Jerry.
Thanks for not killing
Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Peace.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.